Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, some of your neighbors have their Christmas lights and trees up. Their decorations are up already. And if you've done this, you have issues. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. But you need to schedule a counseling appointment with Pastor Bergdorf. You know, your mother was right. Patience is a virtue. And all of us in various ways are impatient people. We want instant gratification for certain things. Lines can't be too long. We need answers now, news now, responses. We impulsively click on things. We want things fixed now. Delivery now, Amazon is too slow. No one really wants to wait. But we are a waiting people. That's what Christians are. Don't doubt, don't lose hope, but we are a waiting people. We wait for the Lord to act. We wait for him to work. We wait for him to come back. As Peter said it, a new heavens we are waiting, a new earth. We're waiting for him to come back and to end it all. Don't be impatient. Well, you can be impatient to confess that long creed we do every Trinity Sunday, the Athanasian Creed. You can be impatient for that. You can't wait till you say it. But you recall, we confess with the church throughout the ages, we confess this: whoever desires to be saved must above all hold the Catholic faith. Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will without a doubt perish eternally. And the Catholic faith is this. And then at the end, those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who've done evil into eternal fire. Like today's gospel, good to eternal life. So who is good? You know, they asked that to Jesus too. He replied, there's only one, God, who is good. Yeah. But in Romans 3, none is righteous, not one. There's no one who does good, not even one. And in the Psalms 14 and 53, all have turned away, all are corrupt. There's not one who does good, not even one. Isaiah 64, we are all unclean, all our righteousness as filthy rags. So who is good? Not you. Certainly not you. I mean, sure, you should be good, but really, you're a mess. I mean, be honest. Do you think any your sins are harmless? And no one goes to heaven. Not one person goes to heaven because they're good, did enough good things. It's certainly not up to your goodness. And that is of greatest comfort to you. So who is good? Look to his word. Look to his cross. Look to your baptism. In baptism, as Jesus died, you died. When he's buried, you're buried. When he rose, you rise to newness of life, covered with his righteousness. Yeah, of course, yes, there are those who reject his grace, his baptism, and they live and desire to be goats. But you wear his righteousness. So who is good? You are in Christ. St. Peter writes, we are waiting for a new heaven and new earth in which righteousness dwells. He asked, while you're waiting, what sort of people ought you to be? To be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God. And since you are waiting, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish, at peace. That's forgiven. You bask each day in the Lord's righteousness as you wait. And God help us all to live like it and act like it, live repentant, to do good. Your good works matter. Whether it's changing a dirty diaper, taking out the trash, saying something nice, and on, your good works matter. I mean, not necessary for salvation, but even our Lutheran confessions bluntly declare good works are necessary for the Christian. For this is what it means to wait and yearn for the new heaven and the new earth. We don't wait in despair or passivity, but rather we wait in victory, in expectation, with joy of good works. So work, fight, and you struggle to do good as you're waiting. Your good works matter. You're the very reason that the sun rose today. I mean, all of this is for you. You are the reason that the earth spins and the sun rises until the last baby baptized, the last name written in the book of life. And your presence here, along with the good works foreordained for you yet unperformed from the foundation of the world, you hold back the destructive angels and evil. In the eyes of your neighbor and peers, you may be insignificant or unimportant, but the face of your angels are always toward your Father in heaven, and you are his dear sheep. And he takes it personal. And see what Jesus points to in his sheep as evidence for their faith. They're not sheep because they did good things. They did good things because they are his sheep. And what was that you confess in the Nicene Creed? He will come again to judge the quick, the living and the dead. We show our age with the word quick. And you said, I look. Let that strike you. I look for the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Not just believe it, but you look forward to it when your Lord returns in glory, a new heaven, new earth. And what happens that day isn't a surprise. It's a good shepherd keeping his word. And when your Lord speaks of his return in glory, he wants you to be comforted, encouraged, yearn for it. He's coming to make all things new. And the burdens of sin, a broken creation, the assaults of the devil, the enemies of his people, the church is over. This day comes as our deliverance, our rescue, vindication, the victory ours, the inheritance. Rejoice, you will hear, come. O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Until then, be fed, welcomed, clothed, visited in his word, his sacraments. Join to him in a kingdom without end to give you more forgiveness, more righteousness. And then go out as Christ works through you in service to feed, welcome, clothe, visit others, as if you're doing it to Jesus. I mean, always think that. Be filled with him, his forgiveness, his works as you wait. And since you are waiting, be diligent to be found, repentant, forgiven, his righteous people. You are a saint. You matter and your works. You belong to the King, and he is coming back to claim his own. And what a great and glorious day it will be. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. In the name of Jesus, amen.